League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Episode of the CP Podcast, man. I'm your host, CP. This is the CP Podcast where we talk about the shit CP want to talk about. And if you don't want to talk about the shit CP, we'll talk about get the fuck on. To my right, partner in the fight, like Batman at night, Maya. How's Roman?
He's good. He's really good. We're going on a plane tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you call ahead, let them know that Roman's going to be there? I'll call. Don't even worry about it. I'll call. Like as a new mom, are you getting used to it? Because as I'm like an old vet parent now, I don't even think about it anymore. People be like, "Hey, how you doing? How are the kids?" Like, don't even like. Is that like all people ask you now?
They don't care about me.
Yeah, ain't it crazy? Ain't it crazy? They never cared. They never cared until it's just this little baby you, and that's it. Anyway, and then you know what? Guess who don't got on a black shirt today? And this he got on a Chaps shirt that's sweet as hell. Now if you remember Chaps. Chaps was hard back in the day. Chaps was hard. People forget about Chaps. Remember if they stopped, could have had a polo shirt. Fuck that. Love Chaps, man. I love that. I love when brands come out with a shirt inside the brand. That's hard. Amir is in the building.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, man. Yeah, it's just us. I know we had a guest last week. Shout out to White CP. It's just us, though, guys. Don't get used to special treats. You know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't going to be rolling the TV into the classroom every week. Sometimes it's going to have to be some lessons. Now, how was you guys' week?
Hey, man, we were actually just talking about this. We got to go back to New York because Tony's grandpa died.
Wow. Tony, I'm sorry to hear that. And I'm sorry to hear that, you know, to the family. But I know Tony was like specifically like, damn, man, I lost my granddad during the pandemic. That's like...
That's hard because once your grandparents die,
yeah,
and then your parents, they secretly freak out. They don't say anything, but they know they're next.
They know that they're next. Yeah, they know that they're next in line. And what's crazy is, like, as soon as my granddad passed away, I immediately wanted to hear all the stories again. I was like, oh, my God, he's gone. I need to know about this and what happened with this and what's the name of that city that we're from in Mississippi and what year it is. Just like, fuck. Like, the history, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to talk to your... And I always talk to my granddad and all of that, but it's just never enough, man.
You got to know it all down. Never enough,
man. So, yeah, Tony, I'm really sorry to hear that. For real. And Roman is going to go to that funeral and be a fucking star. I just want you to know that. He's going to be a fucking rock star at that funeral. That's how it goes. Everybody's like, oh, my God, but the baby! Like, the baby is going to lighten up some moves. You know what I'm saying? For real. Man, so that's what's up. What about you, Amir? How was your week?
Surprisingly better than expected. Nice. I've been dealing with some car trouble, so I've been trying to... It's been like 2 months of... Oh, like a month of diagnosing some stuff.
I didn't see your car outside.
No, it's out there. I just been parking in the same spot.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's out there. Yeah, bro. You think it's one thing, and then that leads to another thing, and then it's like, bro, what exactly is it? Oh, this costs this much? I hope it's not that. And then... You think you fixed it, and then something else pops up. So it's been a lot of that, but luckily I took it into this shop last week after testing everything and realizing that it's not the more expensive issue. And I was like, I don't know what this is. I never heard of this. But I was like, all right, I'm buy the part, and I'm going to take it in there, and they're going to fix it. It's going to be not too expensive. They couldn't even take the part out. But there's a connection piece that connects to it because it's electrical. And okay, that connection piece, the harness. They must have...
Is it like a wire harness or something like that?
It's in a weird spot on the car. It's called the crankshaft position sensor.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But it's a sensor. Okay.
But there's a... Yes, it's a sensor. And usually you get a code for those kind of things.
Right.
Never got a code. Long story short, they tried to fix it. They couldn't. So they just gave me the carpet. They was like, we'll try again later. We tried everything. We've been trying to pull this out for a couple hours. Like, it's really stuck in there. And I was like, man, what? I got the car back. It started right up. And I was like, hmm. And then every day after that, it's been driving fine. So now I'm like, I don't think.
The feeling with it might have.
Yeah, I think it was honestly just the connection. The point of making the actual part connect to the electrical side of the car was just a little loose.
Right.
Because I would go over bumps and the car would like shake and stuff like that. Yeah. It hasn't done that at all. It's been a week, bro. So I don't know.
You're going to ride that car till the wheels fall off, bro.
Yeah.
And like, what's crazy is whatever is waiting for you on the other side of them wheels falling off is going to make you appreciate riding that car till the wheels fell off. It's like my last car, I remember like, I had a Buick LaCrosse, mm-hmm. and that mug wouldn't even, every time I put gas in it, it wouldn't start up because the gas line would get flooded and I have to wait a second. If I was running from somebody, they could just sit there, smoke a cigarette, laugh, then kill me. You know what I'm saying?
So you sound like you had a fuel pump problem then.
Something. And I used to put fuel injector cleaner in there, trying to clean that whole line out, but it's really just a fuel pump issue.
Yeah.
And it was just a bunch of other shit wrong with it. I honestly think that when I bought the car, they had gutted all the good stuff off of it and put bullshit parts on there because I felt man, this bitch just, it ain't feel like it's supposed to feel. You know what I'm saying? But, it made me appreciate the car that I got. You know what I'm saying? And it's just I admire that, man. We all are in our journey in different stages.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's bro, just running your race, do what you're supposed to do, ride that bitch till the wheels fall off, and then boss up on their ass, bro.
Yeah, I mean, a car at 240,000 miles now, but
240?
Yeah,
hell yeah, 240,000.
I'm gonna trust me.
I ride that bitch till it look like a goddamn TV dinner on the outside of that motherfucker. All up in it like a TV dinner, you know? Hey, so look, man, you know what I saw this week that fucked me up, man? And I was like, not even fucked me up, but all it takes is a little piece of yarn to start me off on a conspiracy theory. A guy snuck into the NASA parking lot and the lot was full of cars from the 60s.
Where was this?
Check this out. Look this up. The lot was full of cars from the 60s and it was either they have these because they're waiting for some kind of big electromagnetic pulse to shut off all the computers and they have these cars that don't have computers.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's some shit going on as far as time travel and shit that we don't know. Where what if the same motherfuckers are running the world back and forth?
Oh, wait. Okay, so this is...
They
said there was a Project Artemis with Scarlett Johansson filmed at Kennedy Space Center. Wait, no, go on with your theory. I don't want to ruin your theory yet.
No.
You'll get mad at me when I don't humor you. So they said they were filming a movie.
God damn it.
That was my first thought. I'm not going to lie. Just knowing how they have to set up sets and stuff like that, they pull up somewhere and you see a bunch of cars, it's like,
fuck.
I was out there in Georgia and they was doing the same thing.
Guys, I always fall for it. God damn it. I just be ready to be why would I not? I'm a fucking actor, Amir. Why would I not think that I don't even want to look at my, why would I not? I don't even want to look at my right now. Fuck. I need to be more reputable to have a podcast about this kind of shit.
What I'm here for. That's literally what I'm here
God
for.
Damn it.
Because everybody saw this. I'm looking at this right now on Insta. So a lot of people, when I typed that in, I said NASA car and it filled it in on its own. So this is probably what you saw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, everybody in the comments. They're movie props. They didn't look it up, too. Do a little research. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, the likelihood of all those cars still working is probably very low.
There are some old cars around my neighborhood because in California, they don't have the weather changing.
Yeah. It's the upkeep on them is a lot easier. But for it to be that many cars there in that parking lot that work, goods would probably be I don't know, man.
Yeah. But if you can keep your car in good condition, my neighbor, she's also a friend of mine. Unfortunately, she's really old. She had to go to a home. But her car is for sale now. And it's a 1970 Buick or something like that.
Ooh.
Just this old thing has been in the garage this whole time.
But it's probably in really good condition. It's been in the garage. So
yeah.
It's probably going to be worth something.
So she's trying to sell that.
Auction house.
Yeah, but all these people think they're better than people in the comment section just being mean. Just like go along with it for a minute.
You know whose feelings they're hurting? It's people like me. But you know what's crazy, though? Just to have a respectable podcast, you have to, in my opinion, admit, like, okay, I fucked that one up. Like, you have to. Like, okay, well, my bad. I wanted to believe that they were, you know, and it's just like, it's a fucking movie. And that's what it is. That's what it always is. It's a goddamn movie. Those weren't aliens in Miami. We were shooting Men in Black Bad Boys 4. And Mike Lowry and Taco Fall was running through the goddamn mall. And that's all it was. Listen. Okay.
If I were a conspiracy theorist, I would say, no, they just funded this movie right now, and they're telling you they're shooting a movie to cover up for this information getting out.
Thanks, Maya. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I needed that. It's been a rough week, you know? Like, this is. I want to talk about this for like 15 minutes. I got to talk about something else.
What is that? You ever seen the sets for the Fast and the Furious? How they be like damn near blowing up buildings and cars be falling out the buildings and stuff? Like, imagine you just like, you have no idea this is going on. You just cruising, whatever. And all of a sudden, this car's falling out there. You would think the world ended too.
You empty out your bank account. Yeah.
We watched Bad Boys 2 again. Because we watched Bad Boys 3, and Bad Boys 3 was terrible.
Bad Boys 2, first of all, Bad Boys 2 should have been 2 and 3. Like, when they had to go to fucking Cuba to get her, I'm like, listen, cut this shit off. I have to pee. Like, God damn. I was in the theater like, oh, my God. I'm like, I just knew it was going to be to be continued. And then Gabrielle Union be bad boy with the girl. But no, absolutely not.
Okay. This is epic. Bad Boys 2 is a really good movie.
Bad Boys 2 is just a movie-ass movie. It's just the movie. I mean, I'm not saying it's not good. But it is the moviest fucking movie. Then you're going to have remote controls. Then we're going to blow up the iguanas because the iguanas are setting off the trip.
It's a Michael Bay film. That's all he does. He loves to blow things up. He always blowing stuff up. That's why he was on Transformers.
This is one of the first times I got a big ass Slurpee at the movies. Like, Slurpees wasn't always a thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, y'all lucky I got this big ass Slurpee here and I can stand. But goddamn, like, you know, and then they start letting you put your own butter on the popcorn right around 02, 03.
Oh, that's a game changer. I ain't gonna lie.
When you hit the button and just rotate your cup. Nigga,
yo, Regal doesn't do that.
Yeah.
AMC does, but I don't think Regal lets you.
Yeah.
They
it's dangerous.
It's not dangerous.
Too much butter on the popcorn, you get
fuck
sick.
Fuck that. I'll claw my arteries up right in it. I want to stiffen up in the movie theater, just be like, I'm butter.
Nah, look, it don't make you feel like that. It makes you feel sick. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes you feel like there's something. It's probably because the butter's just sitting in your stomach.
It's just sitting in your stomach, bro.
Well, I definitely felt like that before.
Man, you don't go in a fart and get you a sip of Pepsi or something and keep on pushing.
Don't let it be a 3D movie. Somebody be in there sick for real.
I know.
You guys don't appreciate Michael Bay, but after watching Bad Boys 3, I really appreciated how well Michael Bay directs.
I don't like, hate just Michael Bay.
The shots, the way he edits, like, and he does all his action, the sequences live. Did you see Ambulance? His latest movie, Ambulance?
No, it was really good.
It was really good. If you are on an elliptical or on a Stairmaster, you can go for like 2 hours on that movie. It's just speed, basically. Not the movie speed, like speed in your veins.
I'm gonna check it out. So Michael Bay lost me when he fucked up the Ninja Turtles the first time that he came and did it. And it was like, he had them like rolling down buildings. Like, bro, this is the Ninja Turtles. They not going to be up above ground blowing shit up and busting shit up. Like, the most they'd do was dance with Vanilla Ice and them a little bit at a party that they had to get in because the foot soldiers was in there. But, dog, they not finna be scrolling, rolling down. Yeah, come on with this shit, man. This one. Now, they came out with another one after this that was like into the night or some shit like that. But,
Was it by Michael Bay, too?
I would imagine that he probably had like a two-picture deal. Or probably did both of them, like did this and the sequel to this. But the turtles look all scary. They look like Mucinex. This motherfucker look like a Mucinex commercial.
Out of the Shadows? Is that the one? Out of the Shadows 2016.
Out of the Shadows 2016. Is that the one with the one that had Krang in it?
I'm going
to get
know.
To these comments in a minute, too. it? It's just, I'm such a Ninja Turtle fan, bro. But it's like, you can't fuck it up.
They've definitely been fumbling their franchise.
But I heard it's back. And what's crazy is I had an audition for that one.
Really? The animated one?
The animated one. And I was like, man, fuck out of here. And then everybody hit me like, yo, this is the best thing I just seen. And I'm like, fuck, god damn, it's always me.
They took the Spider-Verse approach to the animation.
Exactly,
style.
Exactly. Is that what they did?
Yeah. Okay. It's animated like that. It kind of has that.
That like almost like a live action.
Yeah, but animated feel.
Yeah.
And that game that they came out with, 2022, Shredder's Revenge. It's like an ode to the beat 'em up 2D style games from back in the day.
It's sweet.
Very good.
Really?
It's short, but it's very good. I enjoyed that. Me and my girlfriend played that like 5 hours straight and beat the whole thing.
All right, I'm gonna download it tonight. Is it on PS5?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Like everything cool should be. and then my boy Papa from The Shy, he plays Michelangelo in this newest edition, which I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah.
That's dope.
Papa seemed like he a good kid, man. I don't know that nigga, but he just seemed like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just, you know, like he'd be shoveling snow and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with that.
Good path now. I think they might be trying to get it together.
Who?
The Ninja Turtle stuff.
I hope so, man. That's
because there was a wild ass
franchise.
Yeah.
What it is that the kids is not. They're trying to hook the kids, and it's hard to hook the kids. Like it's 36-year-old niggas going to see the Ninja Turtles movie. That's who.
Yeah.
They trying to hook the right, but they trying to hook the kids, and the kids like, we don't really care. Like, we barely giving y'all Spider-Man. Like, look, kids still want to be Spider-Man a lot. I don't see a lot of kids trying to be the Turtles for Halloween.
That's true. Ooh, well, it's up to the parents to make their kids do that and to introduce it to their kids.
No. My mom didn't introduce me to Ninja Turtles. I found it and I was hooked. I had the curtains. I had the sheets that I would pee on. I had the comforter, like towels, toothbrush.
Where are they supposed to find it now? They're all on YouTube.
No. Oh, find
the
turtles.
Where are the kids?
It's on Nickelodeon.
Watch like Nickelodeon like
do they
that.
Have a like current show? Because I mean back in the day it was.
I think I want to say they have a show, bro. They're thinking about, you know, like so like the turtles went dark in the comic books, and all the turtles died except Rav. I mean except Mike. And Michelangelo was like the lone Ronin turtle, and he had the bow, the sai, and the katana because all his brothers had died, and he was just the last one. And so he wasn't like funny no more. He was just like kind of like an old jaded man, kind of like damn near like on some Casey Jones type shit.
So this is every Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series ever.
Oh shit!
Rise of the
Mutant. Rise of the TM TMNT.
So that's ended.
That's over. That was over in 2020.
That was quick. If it was 2 years, it probably had like one season.
Hey, thanks, Zaynova. He said Last Ronin is what it's called. I knew it was something like Ronin Warrior or something like that. Let me read these comments real quick. My nigga Ian Watkins, across 110th Street with all my money. All right. Shout out to Antonio Rosa. Eric D, what up, though? Finally saw CP stand-up comedy live at the first show of the tour in D.C. You killed it, bro. Funnier in person. Hey, man, shut up, nigga. Just say it was funny. God damn. Nigga always got to throw a little huh. Niggas always got to slap you on the chin. Anyway, appreciate it, though. He says, honored to be there and honored to meet me, bro. I appreciate that. Zaynova, what's the deal? We all need electric roller skates. Man, I do want some. Have y'all seen them electric walking shoes?
I think we touched on them before.
Yeah, I want them bitches. I don't know, like, but, like, they were trying to, like, crowdfund back then. So I don't know if we've, like, gotten closer to, like, them bitches releasing and, like, us getting a price on them.
That was, like, at least a year ago.
Yeah.
Wait. This is on Amazon right now. A lot of people can't handle like regular.
Hell
shoes.
No, I don't that's, want that's no a, shit like that. Those been out.
Heelys or something.
Yeah. Those is like women who wear those go to glamour shots.
Those don't even look fun.
Like, yeah, that don't look fun at all.
You kind of lean back. This look like you gotta stop. Pop
yeah,
you
gonna get your big go gadget Skechers looking ass out of here. Yeah, something like Moonwalkers. Those the ones. Yeah,
look at the price on them. $1,400. God damn.
I mean, but can you put a price on saving some leg? Let's watch some videos, man. But the price coming down, they were like $2,600 back in the day.
Ain't nobody buying them. That's probably why.
Shit. See, people about to get them. Look how they strap on the dunks.
Adaptive AI drivetrain. You can cut. You can cover wind distance.
Ooh, I want them bitches. Moonwalkers. Can y'all sponsor us?
7 miles per hour. Oh, so you. Oh, wait. You just put your feet in them and then you just go.
You just walk. And like they know how to like stop and like only roll a little bit, like if you on the steps or bro, somebody send me these, man. I want them. God damn. Send me an 8.5 or a 9.
So you could probably one of those things like you buy a pair and just start making videos in them, then it'd be like
hell yeah. Making like Spike Lee videos or like doing like, you know what I'm saying? Just like where I'm just gliding down the street. What? Put the bitches on, start jitting. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Man, I'd be going crazy. Look at this cool ass nigga walking down the steps. Hit play. Scroll down. Yeah, hit play.
This is a terrible idea walking down the steps.
His jeans look terrible, though. I thought he was cool with them big ass jeans on. Let's see what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, we definitely watched this video, I think.
Oh, so they haven't even updated the video? They just.
I just remember seeing this desert shot.
You're not going to use them in the desert. What does the plane have to do with any of this?
I think you're probably talking about engineering.
Talk about all the technologies.
You know how the launch video.
Yeah.
We decided that we're going to develop a new technology based on. Blah, 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 blah.
No, they're going to revolutionize walking. That's the only thing that they haven't revolutionized. Slowly, see, they're going to slowly do it. Stuck in the past. Bam.
Yeah.
Hi everyone, my name is Srinjia John.
Damn, his head look like some bread. When you look at him from the front, don't he got a bread head? I don't like bread headed motherfuckers, man. It's a lot of bread headed niggas out here.
Introducing
Moon she Dogs, thick
the world's fastest shoes.
I mean, it all started. You just bread here. You like some toast.
His name is so hard to pronounce, bro.
That's when I
start. I gotta start roasting these niggas. They're not gonna send me no shoes. I'm just bullshitting, man. Please send me some. I want some of them bitches bad.
Yeah, let me stop talking about these.
These some San Francisco ass shoes, bro.
Dog, I need these bitches. Start working as a jet propulsion. Man, look at man. Understand how to engineer safety,
reliability. Yeah, I don't see this being safe. I think they're getting sued quick.
No, at least he had that front bend, that little front part bend. Look at him. We walk down the stairs. Oh, I need them bitches, please.
Oh, how heavy they are.
Listen, all my followers come together getting a payment for Christmas, like a grandparent's birthday gift. You know how everybody come together and be like, we getting grandma an Apple iPhone. Everybody put $100 in. We got him on the patterns.
So there's no need to
back. Man, I love this. I love this. I love it. To accelerate and walk slower. This would be the best commercial for y'all shit. Fuck with me.
I'm upstairs. Simply lift your heel to signal.
Again, stop. Damn, lock. Bam, walk up the stairs.
Okay, so they got something in place for it.
Ooh, that didn't look smooth. That looked a little janky.
A little janky, yeah.
My man was cheating. He was in a marathon with them bitches. You saw that?
No.
He was in a marathon with them bitches. It's like, you did a record time.
Pressure, then we machine it to tolerances thinner than the human hair. That power is then sent to the ground through 8 PU wheels. The intuitive control is made possible.
Something thinner than the human hair. That's crazy.
Modules in both shoes.
He not. The
shoe communicates to each other.
It's too complicated for a shoe, in my opinion. So this is too complicated.
It's not meant to replace your shoes, though.
Yeah, it's meant to make them look sweet as fuck. Dog, this is the future, bro, and I've been waiting on it, man. I'm so sick of walking with my regular legs. Look, gravel.
Gravel? Okay, now that is...
All right, that's impressive, because I was going to say, what about when you go over gravel?
They're going to make you buy new tires, bro. I mean, like, new wheels.
Yep, shit. That Tesla even sources from. Oh, see, so you mean you already got a Tesla, so you see what that is.
Do you like your Tesla? Are you happy with it?
Hell yeah. I mean, I am having some problems, though. One of my doors, I fucked the door up. Because sometimes the door handles poke out if you got a Model S. If you got like a Model 3 or something, just go to commercial. But no, like the door handles poke out. And so sometimes, like, I was putting my daughter in the car. We was going to the pet store, putting her in the car, and then putting something in the back seat. And then by the time I got back around to my side of the car, as I was pulling it, it was about to go back in. Like, they had felt like there was time to retract. And so I pulled it, and I almost felt like I pulled it off the thing that... I was like, God damn it. Some more shit I got to go up there and fix them little snooty motherfuckers up there. They some snooty mother. I don't give a fuck. The car is sweet. But they do treat you like, what are you doing with one of these? I'd be like, bitch, you work here. Little job having ass nigga. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Smack the shit out of one of y'all.
You may recognize me from the show X, Y, and Z. That's what you should say.
No, nah, fuck that. I don't like doing that. Unless. It just depends. Like, we're giving away free weed if you've been on TV. Be like, you might know me from, you might know me from, I was on this one show. It's had somebody clapping and point. They're trying to give it to you. You might know me from, So, you know, last week we talked about the Miami mall aliens, and it's still been like a hot topic this whole week.
Has it?
Man, people keep talking about it.
What do they say? I thought that had got put to rest.
Nah, they. I mean, people are still like still on it. Eric D, there's so much merch that this shit is uploading crazy. It should be uploaded within the next, probably in the next couple of days. And then I'm going to give y'all the promo code too. So I'm going to give everybody that watched the podcast on this Patreon today a promo code. And I'm going to write it in the, copy this promo code right here. Boom. That's y'all promo code. Y'all to get half off. So just be on the lookout on the site. All right. I'm not going to say it out loud. That's what happened last time. I said that bitch out loud. It went to the YouTube. And God damn it, if I wasn't paying niggas to get shirts, I was like, I'm paying for the shirts. You know, so I can't do that. Y'all to get half off, though. It's only like six y'all in this bitch. Y'all to get half off. Anyway.
So what are people saying about the Miami mall thing?
So people are saying that portals were opening up. We never spoke about portals.
Oh, yeah, because I don't know how deep we went into it.
We didn't really go that deep into it because, right, Chris kind of was like scaling over the top of it. But apparently people in the mall said that they saw portals opening up, which honestly, oh, and the coordinates, people were correct. The mall coordinates is reverse over Antarctica, but what it is it's just changing the south and east to north and west.
But we looked that up.
It was like the way that they did it, it really worked.
But we looked it up. It said didn't.
Because we flipped it, like put this over here. No, it was just literally where it's south and east. They put north. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just changing that.
Okay. It would take me a little longer to look this up.
Okay.
As we looked it up last week, it said it didn't.
Oh, Jose Nova said them letting kids do the turtles' voices made it. I gotta watch that. Okay, Eric D, I appreciate it. Yeah, tour merch coming out, man. He said he was laughing at the improv. Fuck with that. Copy that promo code, bro. That's for y'all, man. That's 50% off the entire site.
So this person says, this is just a Reddit stream on high strangeness, so it could mean nothing. If you take the Miami Mall coordinates and change them around, you get 25 degrees, 46, 42 west, 80, da-da-da-da-da, south, which is a location... which is a location south of the Belgrano 2 base in Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what
Shiggy Wicked.
I don't know. I'm going to have to double check that because when we looked it up, that.
But we didn't do it that way, though. I feel like we did something. We didn't invert it in a way that the way that they showed it inverted on the thing. But I mean, so can we talk about the portals opening up? Is there any way that we could find? I want to find some of the. There are a few videos of masked people, which I think is just a lot of propaganda. Like, right, people with masks, like talking about what they saw because they didn't want their identities.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can find those people. Whenever something like this comes out, there's people.
It's always fucking just idiots. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like the propaganda is almost planned because it was two kids arrested, they said, quote unquote, for fireworks and sticks. Two kids in 300 police cars. I don't know if they just cut them up in small little pieces and took them a piece in a car. I don't know, but like, that made no sense to me. And I still want to talk about it.
Okay. So I don't know what we can use and what we can't use. This is from the YouTube page.
Listen to this, and I want y'all to repost, save this video, post it on other platforms before it gets taken down, because I want to clear up some of this misinformation about the Bayside Mall incident that happened. So me and my girl was in town, and we were shopping at the mall, and we noticed a lot of kids there. It wasn't a real big deal at first until they got to arguing and shoving, and then like weapons got brought in, and they started fighting, running all over the mall, chaos just all over the place. So we thought we heard gunshots, but it turns out that was actually fireworks. But either way, that caused everybody to start rushing for the doors. People was leaving stuff behind. I mean, just dragging their kids. It was just complete fucking chaos, man. Anyway, so as we running, we look back and we notice some weird shapes taller than me. I'm 6'2", shadowy, dark, solid shapes. Not human. I promise you, these is not human. I mean, it made the hair stand up on my skin. And shit, we just booked it for the doors after that, man. I can't explain what that was. I can't say that was aliens, but I can say that was not human. It was not human. And they online, I don't know if they're trying to cover this stuff up, but they saying that it was police officers and somebody, not shadowy figures. It's 2024, man. It's something going on. There's something going on, and they trying to cover it up.
Interesting. If you know body language, you can tell this man is sincere about what he believes he saw. Here's another eyewitness.
My name is Fitz. I was there at the Bayside Mall with my family. And we all saw exactly what happened. Don't like pay attention to a lot of the videos that are out there. I feel like a lot of people are trying to use this for clout. But what happened, we all saw what happened, and it, you know, it's pretty serious. It's been a few days, but, and you know, our whole family's processing it, but I think we've kind of like accepted that we were a part of this weird experience and moment. So basically what happened was I was there with my brother Brian, and my sister and my nephew. We were looking for shoes for my nephew. And then we see a whole crowd of people outside the store just running out in a direction. So, you know, as soon as we saw it, we were like, oh shit, you know, what's going on? So we immediately ran out with our nephew. And you know, we picked him up and we ran out and we followed the crowd. And then about like a few seconds later, as soon as we started running, my nephew, he's autistic, so he was pointing behind us and he was saying Blanky, which he'll usually say whenever he feels unsafe or scared. And he was pointing behind us. So me and my brother, we look behind us, and then we see these 3, 9, 10 foot tall creatures. I'm not gonna say aliens. Everyone keeps saying it's aliens. I'm not saying aliens because I don't know what it was. None of us really knew everyone. All of us stopped in our tracks. We, you know, a whole bunch of people were pointing at it. I mean, there were other people running. You know, there was a crowd. As soon as it made itself more apparent, it looked like it was glitching. Not like a computer pixelation, but like a wavy glitch. Whatever maybe was covering them had, you know, unveiled or whatever. Yeah, it looked like a glitch, man. It was like a weird glitch in the Matrix or whatever. And then you could see it in its full form, all three of them. And then, they were all black. You saw eyes. And you could faintly see, like, lips, but I was about like 20 feet away, because obviously everybody gave a distance, right? And they're tall, so we all just like looked at them. They were just standing there, and the thing that was a little bit weird, but it was clearly like observing us. It was sentient, right? Like, or whatever, I mean, I don't know, but it was aware of us. it looked at us, the whole crowd, and then as soon as it started walking with its big legs, like kind of like it started like almost glitching again, we all ran. My brother like immediately said, "Yo, let's go." He grabbed me by the shoulder. We bolted out of there. And for anyone that's like saying, you know, "Where's the footage? Where's the footage?" Yeah, I know. I don't have any footage, and I'll explain why. Cause like when I saw it, I was in complete fear. It was something that I completely froze, man.
And of course, if 7-foot, 8-foot beings are walking.
Well, this could be a sharp faced nigga keep coming into the screen.
This is you are creators.
My dad's a police officer in Miami. And I mean, like, he's even running for sheriff. And I just talked to him. He didn't say anything about that. Hey, did you, have you been seeing the alien stuff? Did you see that in the Bayside? Are you serious?
Yo, I'm so sick of this rapper that keep coming back into the screen.
We're not alone.
He come back like,
He's somebody. I know that. Is he from Ancient Aliens? You know this guy?
Now, I'm not saying this is aliens. I'm saying there's multiple dimensions. And some of these things can travel in between these dimensions. We're not alone in the 3D. And we're not alone dimensionally. But no fear is needed. We've never been alone.
Pause it.
People have to get used to this idea.
Nigga, shut up. How the fuck you know ain't no fear needed? Like, what are you going to do to protect the people?
Yeah, well, we should at least know what's going on.
Ain't no fear needed. Everybody relax. If you see a big shadow nigga with little lips and eyes, it's like, bro, no, bro. People don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Out of the 3 people that we just saw, I believe the first guy. The second guy had me until he was like, "Yeah, my little cousin." I mean, but he said Blanky, and that's what we. I'm like, man, bro.
No, see, that set me off too. But I didn't want to say anything because people do have autistic.
Right, but cousins, it's like,
so I'm like, I don't know for
right,
a
but it's just like, bro, come on, bro. I mean, he said Blanky, and that's what made us turn around. And that's what made us see the 9-foot things. Not nobody else saying, "Yo," or "Hey." No, it was Blanky.
It's too creepypasta for you.
It's just, yeah, I don't know what creepypasta is.
It's like people will go online and make up these stories, and then they become these kind of internet folklore stories. Yeah. And then the last guy who had his, I'd have to double check that last guy's name.
His dad? I don't think.
Okay, so to get on the coordinates, just so that we clear this up. These are the coordinates of the Bayside Mall. So that's 25 North, 80 West. And these are the coordinates of that station, Belgrano. And it's 34 West, right. 77 South.
But it's so if you change the South, the North to South and the West to East is what they were doing.
Yeah, so they were doing like cross. So that's like, it would be like
no,
eight.
Literally changing that N to a S and that W to an E. Same coordinates, just
like keep the number the same.
Keep the number the same, but change
it to
N
like 25 South, 80 East.
Right.
25 South, but it's still different coordinates. Maybe I'm not understanding something because these look like even if you did swap them, it would still be different.
I don't know.
So maybe they're talking about something else. I just wanted to clear that up. And anyone in the comment section knows how to clear that up, that would be great.
Yeah, hold on. I'm about to... Because
I saw it too. I just want to make sure. Maybe CP, I'm missing something.
CP posted it. The other CP.
I could be missing something. I just want to double check because people will put stuff online and then people don't double check and it starts a rumor.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm hold on.
Now, what he was saying was actually very interesting about the glitching. Was that the guy that you didn't believe, though, that said that there was glitching? The guy in the middle said that they were glitching,
yeah,
kind of?
Yeah, but I don't know who to believe. But yeah, but he did say glitching. People say, a lot of people said they were disappearing and reappearing.
Yeah, that
seems
that
to be consistent, yeah, across the board of the videos. Now, I don't know if the consistency is linked to the fact that the one video came out before the other and they picked a consistency point to choose to say, hey, this part. But that part, people are saying that a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people say anything for clout, but it's good to... what I would like, and I know this isn't going to happen, but if they could go to the mall and get any kind of physical evidence, like where they were, can you... And maybe they did. Maybe they closed it down to see, is there any sort of burn marks? Is there any kind of hairs or footprint?
Portal, right, footprint. But I mean, you know...
Anything.
If they were literally doing like an astral projection from another plane or dimension...
And so for people who don't know, who are just listening just now and are new to the podcast, astral projection is when you kind of project your consciousness out away from your body. Mm-hmm. And you can do this through meditation. Apparently, that's what people say. You can do it through meditation.
But we haven't seen it in the strongest forms, though, to be able to project a projection of yourself.
We haven't seen anything like this. We haven't seen people able to astrally project like this.
What about the holograms? Because you looked at me and said a hologram. But like,
I would like to know if they are set up at that mall for any kind of hologram work, because we see what's going on in Vegas and stuff like that. We see all these shows that they can project prints and stuff like that. So I would just like to know if they're set up for that in Vegas. I know there's not going to be a full investigation, but it would be nice to get a full investigation on this. I'm sure someone's doing it. We're just not going to see it if these are, in fact, aliens.
Yeah, I'm trying to find where they're talking about that coordinates at, because I swear.
Now, Eric D said Men in Black would have gotten all the evidence ASAP. Yeah, because there's got to be physical evidence. Well,
they accuse people of they accuse people in suits of erasing people's memories on set, on site.
In Miami Mall?
In Miami.
You have the video for that? They say erase memories?
Yeah, I do. Hold on.
That sounds like some Men in Black shit right there.
But how did...
Look.
Now we have to believe that they can...
Because before today, I was just a normal person.
We don't need to see it because he just has a thing on his face.
I had no idea that these things were real, and I had no idea that I would be somewhere where something like this will be taking place.
He don't even sound like he'd be in a Miami mall.
I had to make sure I was safe. I had got some help, and I was able to take...
That's not a real voice.
...a bus ride all the way to the other side of the world.
A bus ride for the other side of the world.
Okay, I'm far away from Florida.
He said that, and it sounds like bullshit, so but then you think he's trying to cover up whatever he did to get wherever he's had to go. So let's give him benefit of the doubt.
But I want you guys to know, do not be fooled by the videos of people you will see claiming to be there that night. It's because a lot of them are FBI agents. The people that were at the mall, the reason why you didn't see people making videos right after, the reason why you didn't see people coming out to tell their story, is because the guys in the suits, and I'm being serious here, the guys in the suits were erasing their memories. And I know this might sound crazy, is because it's crazy to me, but the guys in the suit were erasing their memories. They didn't want anyone there to...
And it cuts off.
I mean,
it's like, man,
is he trying to disguise his voice? Because that voice is fake as fuck. Completely honest. That is like generated, like somebody was typed it in and then just let it speak out like how it was trying to say it.
He got a mask, huh? And he's like right there talking, like you can see him moving, but it could be some other shit, him trying to disguise his voice, but.
It's definitely something, because that's not how anybody talks naturally. Even if you're scared, you don't speak that way. the way the fluctuation in his tone and stuff like that, like it that's a fake voice for sure, for sure. That could be a cover up to his voice, right? Maybe because he's not trying to hide it or whatever, but it just sounds like somebody typed in some stuff to say something. And then,
but it's just like, this is one of those things where it's just not definite enough to not be anything. Like, something's going on.
We don't know that something's going on. This could also, it might not be a government thing. It could be mass hysteria.
We saw 300 police cars, though, Maya.
No. But
in a city that is so criminally dangerous that a calling all cars has to be an ultimate, like.
But a shooter at the mall would be a calling all cars.
Yeah, but when it's, but.
If they thought there was a mass shooter,
they said
that
we got a report of kids with fireworks. That's what they said they got a report of. Not that's what they came to see. They said we got a report of kids with fireworks. And people.
They said 50 kids with fireworks. Now, I'm not saying necessarily.
They arrested two kids.
Yeah.
So they got a call for 50, or they got a call and they took the two leaders? Like, what the fuck just happened?
Well, because if you're at the mall, just imagine you don't have all the information. Mm-hmm. We're just sitting there, we're at the food court, and we just hear a bunch of fireworks going off. Mm-hmm. It could be a mass shooting. And those happen a lot, so that would be a calling all cars. So I'm not saying that they're necessarily lying on that front. Now, I'm thinking, if something is definitely going on, if you're like, there's something going on, which we don't know for a fact, so we shouldn't just say that we know things we don't know, but it could be Project Bluebeam, because we have the technology, if it's hologram technology, to fake an alien invasion.
But why in a mall in Miami, unless that's just a test?
It could be a test. It could be their hologram. Like, if they're testing out holograms like they do with Prince or Michael Jackson, it could have messed up or something like that.
Can I tell you something? Here's something that we need to take into consideration. All right, so technologies that we know they have. Mm-hmm. Balancing wheel riding apparatuses, mm-hmm. right? Imagine if I could essentially put an orb hologram projector on a, of course we could do it on a drone, right? But doing it on something on the ground that could move forward, right? Like a remote control car, mm-hmm. for like a primitive reason, right? That would, on the ground, project up a 4K image that would then walk and, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's all in the projector. So, you know what I'm saying? If it's glitching, let's say that the car is going under stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? Under, you know, people dropping stuff. So then it'll glitch out because it can't, you know what I'm saying? Like the projection will go under this and it'll go out then in really, really quickly. That would look like disappearing and coming towards you. If it was a ground projector that was on some kind of moving apparatus.
That's possible.
When it goes under stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could show that glitch thing. My thing is, I don't even believe that. And I'm just trying to say that that's something that I know could be feasible,
mm-hmm.
right? We would be looking for something that could project up, but or project down almost, but projecting up would be something that we wouldn't be thinking about.
Well, they would have... We're not experts in this, but they might have technology we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, first off, we have to figure out who was doing this, assuming that something happened, who's doing it, and what technology they have access to.
I'm going to tell you, technology that they might have access to could be bending and mending the electromagnetic field in a spot that could allow for an interdimensional lapse in... integrity.
I mean, so now we have to think, and this is a huge leap from what we know, that there is another dimension in which there are beings that look like 8-foot versions of us. Like, why don't they look like something else?
They didn't say they look like us. They just said they look like 8-foot. They said they weren't human. They said they for sure were not human.
They had legs and arms and a head.
But dinosaurs had legs, arms, and heads.
No, but like they kind of looked human-ish. You know what I mean?
No, even they said human-ish. That they said they were big, black, shadowy figures. When I think shadowy, I think without form, without a definite to, you know what I'm saying? He said that their final form, they were aware of them, but they weren't human. So they were sentient. But
they had eyes.
They had eyes.
Why do they have eyes?
Well, why does anything have eyes?
Everything. Well, we have eyes because we have to see the magnetic or the light spectrum around us. Like, there's a reason why we have eyes.
Right, but there's a reason why everything on this planet has eyes. There's a reason why everything that's prehistoric had eyes, and everything that, you know, like,
that has to see our light spectrum. Why would something in a different dimension have to see? Do they have light spectrum over there? And that's,
I'm sure they might. I'm sure. I mean, like, why would they not?
That's another question.
Right, but I mean, like, that just wouldn't be my first question, is whether or not they can, their spectrum of sight. It's like, you know, but I feel what you're saying, because that's what I said last week, in that there's a group consciousness that has limitations on what our imagination can be, because outside of that are things that we've never seen. There's what we know, mm-hmm. right? What we know, we don't know, which is, you know, what somebody else knows, right? And then there's what we don't know, we don't know.
Yeah.
And then there's what we can't even fathom.
Yeah.
Right? And so what we don't know, we don't know. And what we can't fathom, although they are similar, they're two different things.
Yeah, well, it would go against our laws of physics. And so, which is
physics
fine.
Physics is just one of the
which
laws.
Which is fine.
One of the laws that it would go against. It would go against our laws of, you know, just not just physics, but our laws of biology, our laws of, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot now.
So what is more likely? Now you have to ask yourself, what is more likely? That someone or a group is messing with people, mm-hmm. even just to get them to see a movie,
mm-hmm.
or that there are interdimensional beings that appeared in Miami.
Or the fact that when you do DMT, people are saying that they're seeing the same creatures. They're seeing the same experiences. They have that slow drip study that they did at that university. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say the university. It could have been Harvard, but I'm not sure. Might have been like Yale or something like that. Somewhere reputable. They did the slow drip DMT method with a group so that they could all together map out another realm together going into this realm. Now imagine making something like that into a breathable gas and then filling a mall with it and confusing a bunch of people by not understanding that they were all entering into a realm that they knew that they didn't understand.
They could have been drugged. They could have been drugged. Fair.
Like, they do that in casinos, pumping oxygen through the vents and doing stuff like that. Like, there are a lot of different, very, very rational and logical things. And those people in Miami could have literally been an experiment.
They could have been.
Now, what was walking in front of that mall and police car that was looking like that, though?
That video didn't look like anything. We watched the video.
Did you
it
see
like
the video
person.
Of the tall, shadowy figure that slid off into the night behind the police cars, and nobody seemed to see it? And it looked like a tree. And then
we watch that? And
we didn't.
Right, let's see if you can find it. Let me know.
Okay.
Because we watched one video, and I was like, this didn't look like anything.
Yeah, we are gonna do DMT one of these days, man.
I've done enough DMT, man.
Well, talk about me. I'm gonna do it, and you gonna be my shaman to fucking give me. I know you fucking done enough DMT. Trust me, I already know. You probably owe money to them little niggas over there. Like, I can't go back. I owe them like $15.
Well, the last time I went, they're like, "Why you keep coming over here?" And I was like, "I don't know. I didn't bring me here."
They sick of you. Damn. See, they might fuck with me. They might be like, "Tell us a joke."
But no, I was over there. I went over there like dozens of times, and they're like, "You keep coming." And I think they were trying to ask me a question, but then I was like, you know, I don't really know. So then I took a break for a few years, and I stopped going to that place. Mm-hmm. And then I just saw the geometrics again. So I'm like, meh. But maybe you get in. Maybe like, did you see the Mario Brothers movie?
Yeah.
Where they go into those portals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you like go into a certain portal, and I think I was like keep getting trapped going into one portal, and then they were like, "You already seen what's in this portal." But then when I did it again a few years later, then I went back to the happier places.
Now, who was this? Ian Watkins brought up a good point that actually ties into this Miami thing, and that's that, you know, it has been said that the Denver airport is a prison for beings.
I've heard that before. We looked that up because it's nearby. Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, no. Okay, so this is one of the videos, but
that dude's leaving like he saw something, but I don't know if this is...
These things right here, it's like, get the fuck out of here. No, that's not them. But no, there was
this, this is a situation. This looks like a person. Is that's not the one you're talking about, is it?
No, this is not. Okay, I should keep going. But there was like a shadowy figure. It was like, but in the tree line, and it just kind of like snuck off. And then there's been like crazy, crazy like UFO activity still.
I'm only seeing this video come up and
like, what is that? You just don't get 5 stars for fighting in the mall. That's 5 stars GTA. Flat out. Flat out. Like, the president gets like a third of those cars.
Mm-hmm. I can't find this video you're talking about. They all look like this video right here.
No, it's a shadowy figure that sneaks off from the mall. It was.
And you sure it can be confirmed that it's coming from this and it's not just spliced together? Here's the thing, I so don't trust people online to not just take this opportunity.
Take advantage of everybody. Of course not. But we have to continue to fight through for some of the information. Now, CP put up this dope thing about technology that's predicted in shout out to CP, man. I'll be using a lot of his videos, like looking at shit. There was like, I mean, the technology that they showed in the hieroglyphs, it goes way past that Wi-Fi signal. Into like a lot of different like things that we use today. There was like an ancient cell phone.
So I just want to just clarify to people what Project Bluebeam is. And it's this conspiracy theory, quote unquote, that this guy says that the elites, whoever they might be, are going to facilitate a totalitarian world government by destroying traditional religions and replacing them with a new age belief system using NASA technology. It's like the aliens are coming. So, right.
So it's talk about that. I'm gonna grab a water. Talk about that real quick.
So basically it's what a lot of the contrarians, maybe myself included, are saying online, which is that this is not real. That they're just using this to get us, to make us afraid. And when we are afraid, they're going to use our fear to push this thing forward. This guy called Serge Monas came up with it. I'm just bringing up the Wikipedia article right now. Wait for CP to get back. Okay. Oh, wait.
And Project Bluebeam was kind of whistle blue, right? Some years ago. I found a 7-Up.
A 7-Up? Oh, wow.
I haven't had a 7-Up in maybe like 20 years.
That's refreshing.
Hell yeah, I'm about to burp like a motherfucker. Go ahead, though. So Project Bluebeam was whistle blue by who?
I mean, I don't know if it was whistle blue.
But like it had to be.
It could just be a theory.
No, because I feel like they were accused of calling it Project Bluebeam.
It's a conspiracy theory. Now, I'm not saying that this isn't crazy, because the guy I follow on Twitter that I've been telling you about, Donnie Darko, mm-hmm. First off, turned out he has some anti-Semitic beliefs, but basically what he's saying right now, he's the guy who says that Trump is the Antichrist, and he's got evidence, he's been saying it for years, mm-hmm. And he's saying right now that they're trying to get you to reject this current New World Order, quote unquote, and that this is, if you read the Bible, this is the harlot, and they're going to replace it with something worse, but we're going to think that the thing that they're replacing the current...
is better.
Yeah, everyone's mm-hmm. going
to
be fooled.
In like 7 years, then it's going to all pan out to be... I ain't going to lie, Donald Trump do make a lot of Antichrist-y little faces. But he'd be like, he'd be making, so I'd be like, man, dog, you better go. I don't know, man. But I sent you this video. I sent it to the group chat and I sent it to your Instagram. Check this out. Let's post this up.
Okay, let me send it to my, send it to this thing right here.
Today we're going to compare ancient pictures with modern day pictures. Shoot. Y'all ready?
Sorry, let me send that to my email.
So what he's talking about is a lot of the things that, like, you know, we've looked at hieroglyphics and saw like old planes. Like, I think that the technology is so advanced. It's way more advanced than we have even given it credit for. Either that or we're time traveling and taking stuff back to them.
And also, that could be the case. It could be imagination, or it could be it's in the government's best interest to have us believe that they are so far ahead we can't even fight them. Here we go. We all know CP. Hi, CP.
What up, C? Let's
check it out. Today, we're going to compare ancient pictures with modern day pictures. Y'all ready? Right here, we have the beautiful SpaceX Falcon heavy lift rocket. Exhibit B, 5,000-year-old painting from Siberia. Yeah, 5,000 years old because it's 3,000 BC. Yeah, anyways, compare them. I mean, how on earth were these jokers making little statue segues? That's definitely a segue. Look, I mean, it's very, very obvious. You got to think, this is back in the early 4th BC. They didn't even have the wheel back then. So we have the astronauts that go to space. They're already circled for you, but as y'all can see, they're all holding something. They've got wings, yada, yada, yada. Very obvious. Time travelers. Then this ancient Nokia cell phone with the symbols. That they've already ciphered the symbols and the numbers and what they mean. Yeah, it's pretty obvious. It's real.
I would like
then
to see that.
About 2,000 years ago, you got this little
That's the one I wanted you to see. That's the one I really was like, what the fuck was it with the cell phone?
A breathing apparatus. I mean, just seriously think about this. Mr. Jetpack himself, Mr. Golden Jetpack. It's very obvious. Today, we're going to compare ancient pictures with modern day pictures. Y'all ready? Right here, we have the beautiful SpaceX Falcon heavy.
But that thing on the right, it kind of looks like
a baby bottle.
It could be a baby bottle. Did you ever see the Nicolas Cage movie about the bees, the Wicker Man, that thing that they burn them in? Like a torture device. Like, so I don't know if that thing on the right, just because it looks like the rocket, I'm not gonna say that is the
rocket. That one. Okay, that one's probably one of the more questionable ones, but it was some shit. Like that segue was like, whoa.
You know they had that pacemaker.
The pacemaker? Oh,
that was running off that dark matter.
Now I've heard stories, and this is the what you've heard stories about, because this is like from the Epic of Gilgamesh, where I'll be like, okay, maybe this is real. They find proof of an ancient atomic war, because they have that in like some of their ancient writings, like the Epic of Gilgamesh, and they have these what we would consider just folk stories going back thousands and thousands of years. So when they came out and said they have proof of perhaps atomic blasts.
Well, what is that, like Xenon? Or whatever that material is that shows up. You know, the one that they said that they found on Mars, which makes them believe that there was some kind of nuclear war on Mars, because this is a Xenon. It's an element that only comes and shows up after nuclear. It's like a nuclear waste element.
Ah, that's interesting. Xenon nuclear.
Might be with an X.
Yeah, it is. It's with an X. Xenon-135. Oh, maybe they did. You know, I'd have to research it more because I'm just learning about Xenon right now. I mean, perhaps. I'm not saying that some of this isn't happening. It's just the way that we sort of project what's going on right now onto stuff that happened back then. It might not be the way it is. We might just be projecting what we saw in movies.
I think that we're time traveling a lot more, and we're fucking up history a lot more, and that's why we're finding these things a lot more. Like shit like that ancient cell phone, like shit like that, you know, the Segway. I think that we're fucking around and going back in time and giving them shit like the future is giving us shit. I don't know.
Oh, this is an artwork. It's artwork. That was fun for a minute, though.
God damn it. You know what, Maya? I like that you're here, because I swear to God, we would just run off with this shit and be like, they had fucking phones. All the pharaohs had them.
No, I want. That's why I look it up. Like, I'm really willing to, you know, check it out. I'm like Scully. I'm like, this y'all is not research fucking with it.
Sprite. No, 7-Up has never been.
7-Up is not fucking with Sprite. Like, what is their deal? This is fucking seltzer water.
I actually prefer seltzer water. But it's 140 calories. Why would you have something that tastes like seltzer water? It's 140 calories. Seltzer water has no calories.
140 calories is, well, I don't know.
That's a lot. Anyway.
That's a lot of calories?
That's what a regular soda is.
Really?
Isn't it?
I didn't think so. I thought regular soda was like 9,000 calories.
Oh, it's not 9,000 calories.
Nah, at least 8,500.
150 in a can of soda. So yeah, that's basically just like. Anyway, so yeah, that Nokia was just an art project. That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. I want them to be so. And then, what was the segue then? Let's get to debunking, because that looked like a stand up wheelchair if I ever seen one. I just think they had electricity back then for some reason, man. But why didn't they have paper then? You ever think about that? They had all the technology. Why didn't they have no fucking paper? Why they was writing on the walls?
China had paper. When did China get paper? Mm-hmm. China paper invention. Because China got it, and then the Arabs got it from China. 105 AD, they had paper. Because paper is kind of hard to... I mean, think about it. You're thinking about making paper.
So you're going to fucking chisel some shit before you decide to get a tablet or even like an animal skin or something to write on to make a notebook and binder?
Well, animal skin's different. That's parchment. They had that a while ago.
Okay, fine. But like,
it's really, you can't really write on animal skin either. Not the way that they wanted to do it. And even to get animal skin in that way, that's like a... You got to really shave it down.
Right.
You know?
But the process is the process. These motherfuckers is building pyramids and making 5,000 year old fucking hieroglyphs.
The ancient Egyptians had papyrus. So, and it says here it had it 3,000 BC, which actually makes a lot of sense. And that's why you could get like a novel in ancient Egypt and ancient Rome. You could get a novel for not very expensive because they had papyrus.
What is papyrus?
Papyrus is like those reeds that grow out of the Nile.
Oh, okay. I still don't understand.
So they had like that, and then the Chinese had like paper from like pulp. Making paper is really hard and annoying.
Well, it depends. Like, I know like rice paper is made with that film on top of the rice water, and then they're like pulling that, and then they do it again. They keep drying those sheets, and then there's like a stretching process. Like, you know, so I know that they make a lot of, because I know like they make rolling papers out of that. That's where the rice paper rolling papers come from. So rice gum, all kind of shit.
Yeah. They probably use rock because they know that will last a lot longer than paper does.
Yeah. One
thing. So you think people are planning and I disagree, bro. I don't think it's, that they're understanding.
It's just a way of history. Like if you know you want to document something, you put it in something that's
But why would you? Longer. Why would you plan on your civilization not being here so far in advance that you make these elaborate. Like I can see if it was a last result, like last resort, but it's like they almost, like this is how they lived.
They were documenting history. It's no different than how we do today. If there's something that you do, you're not thinking about like, oh, if our civilization.
But it's very different than what we do because we're not documenting things to last. Like we're not making sustainable, like, what's going to happen when there's no power to charge the computers or the TVs or there's no printers to print up? Like, we're not going to have shit.
Our entire civilization is going to collapse.
And so these people almost created a more sustainable, non-collapsible history to leave behind, but they did it preemptively their whole life. Like, everything about them is to be left behind.
It's easy to carve stuff in a wall, though.
I don't think so. Yes. I think it's easier to sign some shit and fold it up and put it in an envelope.
That's not going to last.
Inventing paper is really hard, but just carving stuff in a wall, or like the Sumerians, they had clay tablets. You could dig up clay, pat it out, and then just, they had these little...
They have 1,000-year-old books, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they have books that are more than 1,000 years
but
old.
But it all it takes is one thing, like somebody, then they burn libraries too.
Yeah, that Library of Alexandria got burned.
If it burned and that's it.
Right.
If there's no other, and then the thing is like before they have books, but there might be like one or two versions of it. And you got to think before the printing press, having multiple versions of a book was not really a thing.
But how did they know that no natural disaster would come and destroy everything? Like you know, it might be hieroglyphics under the snow, which I'm pretty sure it is.
There probably are.
There are. But it's not like, they're not, the thing is, I think you're thinking that they're doing this as a way of being like, this is the only way we know to preserve what we have or have people look at what we have, when it could have just been a way of them just documenting their history. That's just generally what it is. And they do it on rock because it's the one thing that was of abundance to them.
We think, though. What if it's their graffiti?
It could be.
It could be. I heard a story one time about one of the Great Pyramids. I think it was one of the Great Pyramids. And no, it might have been something else. And they said they think Ramses just went to an existing structure and then etched Ramses over everything to be like, yo, I made this. And who's going to say he didn't? Because he carved it in.
Mm. He just was probably some punk-ass kid skipping school, writing his name on walls and shit. And now he a fucking legend.
So they, yeah, things were destroyed from the ancient world. Like, this is a city underground. There's probably a lot of these.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is underwater?
Underwater. Yeah, I'll say underground. But it's underwater.
But yeah. And so, yeah, that speaks to
climate change. The sea level's rising.
Right. Yeah, but look at how elaborate those things are. Like, these are not no bullshit statues.
No, this was like villas. This was someone's home. This was like the Vegas of Rome, or maybe not the Vegas, maybe like the Martha's Vineyard. Like, people had vacation homes, and the whole city went underwater.
Mm.
I bet there's a lot more of these, and from civilizations we don't know anything about.
Absolutely, I think that there have been times where other places, other civilizations have rose and fell, and they ran the world, had technology, had things. And those things are all lost. If America got submerged right now, like, the first thing that would be, not all this electronic stuff would kind of float away and be gone. Like, the only thing that would stay would be some of the structures, some of the roads would begin to decay. They would begin to break up and lift up and all that kind of shit. But, and I don't want to say lift up, but they would, you know.
There would be evidence for us, because there are still Roman roads across Europe. They used the Roman roads in Europe for thousands of years, and some of them just got the new roads are next to it or over it. That's how good the Roman roads were. So you'd still be evidence of the United States here. There just wouldn't be, like, Twitter wouldn't be functioning. You couldn't go on Instagram anymore. So that's why you got to print out pictures. I tell people, yo, print out some pictures, because you never know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Man.
This is interesting, though, because you can scuba dive this if you want.
Yeah, you scuba dive down that shit if you want to, when them fucking statues come alive. Then what? Your ass gonna be just fucked up. Sank to the bottom in them big ass hands right there with no head. It's all kind of shit. Them slaves under the water that are like holding hands, which is like, I know that was put there, but it's just like, I don't know who put it there. When was that? The slaves' underwater statues.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I thought it was recent.
Seven Granada. Up, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I could have had a goddamn Pepsi fucking with y'all.
Is this where we looking at?
Yeah, this shit right here. When was this created? And it's on the ocean floor. I wonder if it just got dropped. Like, if they built it but then just dropped it down to sink.
They probably had to lower it so that it landed.
Stay upright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, I knew it was new.
That's beautiful.
They have plaques on it and everything.
Where is this at? This has to, well, obviously in the Atlantic, I guess.
It's a Granada.
This is some dope ass art.
That's so messed up. You think all the people who fell to the bottom, that was just over?
Yeah, they decided that death was better than bondage.
They got sick the way they held them there. That's depressing, man. I can't even think about slave ships. That stuff's way too depressing.
Mm-hmm. And them motherfuckers act like they don't owe us no money. Like, y'all better give us some fucking money. Shit. Like, what? You know? Don't get me started on that shit. It is what it is, man. Let me go so I can pull myself up by my motherfucking bootstraps.
Well, my family was held by the British, and they don't have any money anymore. They're just like, you know what? We're not an empire anymore. We don't have any money for all these slaves. It's good for you. Good for you, England. Or...
Yeah, they ain't got slaves because they couldn't afford them. Ain't that a bitch? They too broke for some slaves, and they want some sympathy. They over there washing their own dishes like, this is fucking pish posh.
Well, when they freed the slaves on the island that my father's family's from, it was actually cheaper to keep people working for them and not have them enslaved. That's how they were like, oh, yeah, we'll free the slaves. But it's like, was it cheaper for you to do that? Mm. And that's why they so willingly did that?
That's kind of how it happened in America.
It was just cheaper. It was just cheaper to employ them.
Yeah.
Through capitalism. Yeah. Hey.
They weren't gonna just let that go. That's why it's like they kinda championed Abraham being like the guy, like he's pushing forward, and it was mm-hmm. like it just made sense from a money standpoint to be like, hey man,
I'm sure Abraham didn't fuck with black people neither.
Well, okay, so Abraham, I'm always gonna defend Abraham Lincoln because his father used to loan him out to people. This is back in the day where if you had a kid, you could just loan him out to work. So Abraham Lincoln, he came out from nothing, but his father would loan him out to people as a slave because he's big and strong. And he just hated the institution of slavery. So he just, even though he wasn't willing to destroy the Republic, he absolutely was not, but he hated the idea that someone could just enslave another person like he that's had been crazy. Enslaved.
So a white man was made a slave for a couple weekends, and then that's what ended slavery. Got it. Yeah, he said, fuck this. This is ridiculous. There are not enough water breaks. Yeah, that's what ended slavery. It was a fucking white man getting out there rolling his goddamn sleeves up and be like, nope, can't do this. My goddamn beard's hot. Anyway, we out of here, guys. It's another episode of CP Podcast. Always the questions, never the answers. And give us some questions, man. It's goddamn 7 are gonna be burping. Give us some questions so we can not answer them bitches. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up in the comments, man. Get that promo code from the comments. If you're on the Patreon, you got it. Gotta tune in to get the promo code. So I'm gonna holler at y'all. Also, too, like, one of the things that I want to talk about before we get out of here is that next week is going to be my first episode that's going to be sponsored by a business that we respect. Now, like, a lot of podcasts that I've been a part of and that we all have been a part of, they do a lot of ads. And I think that because of the nature of our content and the things that we want to continue to say, we've always turned down having big corporate sponsorships, right? But, I mean, we're trying to operate like everybody else. And so what we do like is for companies to approach us with things that we like and respect, you know, stuff that's around, you know, like apparel or health food and things like that.
Send us free shit.
Send us free shit, of course. But also, if you would like to sponsor the CP Podcast and be one of our sponsors that we shout out online and help your business grow or whatever, contact me, man. Like, we would definitely love to work with you guys. But what we're not going to do is be on the YouTube algorithm talking about get this hair loss for me and shit. That's just not what we're going to do, flat out. So, next week we'll see you guys with something new. Peace.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.